Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. It's been a while, Prof. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon, Simon, and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. It was a little bit scary coming back to Gauteng, which is in such a difficult current position as far as the virus is concerned. Prof, absolutely nothing. It just kind of strikes me that in the first wave and the second wave, I knew many people who knew people who had COVID. This time is the first time, though, where I know people in my immediate circle, and people are dying. I mean, this is really serious this time around, Prof.
Yep. I'll try to make that very clear. What I'd like to talk about today, Simon, is a little bit off the usual, and that's to talk the role of the media. And where media contribute. And obviously, media plays such an important role in society generally, and Chai FM obviously have been, you know, with the Jewish community for quite a long time, played such an important role. And, yeah, no, but media have another, you know, media have to be important. Media have to criticize. Media have to be critical. And, they have to be a watchdog. And they have to be independent. But there is another role that I just want to talk about. And that role is to be in partnership with those involved and those responsible for public health. And obviously I'm talking specifically about coronavirus, particularly now at this particular time where we need to have public trust. You know, the control of the epidemic, it depends obviously on the science and the good science and science-based evidence. But it also depends on buy-in from the public. And that buy-in from the public depends on trust. And unfortunately, or fortunately, trust is a very fragile thing. And here's where the media plays such a crucial, critical role. Now, the problem with the people like myself is we're not good communicators. We rely on the media, and the media has got that responsibility to take that message across to the public. So the public has got trust in what's being done generally. You know, one of the unfortunate thing about coronavirus generally, and I think the vaccine rollout specifically, is that it's becoming more and more politicized. You know, the one example is, of course, the EFF. You might have seen that the EFF are now campaigning to discard all precautions. They're going to picket outside the house of the CEO of the health regulator to demand that the Russian vaccine is imported into the country. So, you know, okay, that's an extreme example. But, you know, in reality, it is easy for the media to come under the spell of, or to be swayed by personal agendas. And this I think there is a problem, because that fragile trust can be very easily undermined. And, really what I'd like to say, I would like to appeal to the media, and obviously yourselves are also part of it, is to primarily ascertain the facts. Get the facts right. Get the sources correct. Science-based facts from the people that are in the know. And maybe balance it with what's on the other side. But people are, because unfortunately in this situation, because of the politicization, there is attempts by, I don't know what the word, agitation or activation to undermine what is being done. And it's not to say that it mustn't be criticized. Things must be criticized. But I think there must be balance. I think that criticism must be a balanced criticism.
And do you think, Prof, that the media hasn't been balanced in its reporting? Do you feel that perhaps they have played up the aspect of selling stories rather than supporting public health?
To some extent, yes. Unfortunately, Simon, you are. You know, there's media and there's media. And you know, as you know, I've been giving about an average of about 3 interviews a day, up to 8 interviews a day.
Sure.
And I've come across a lot of different media. Some media are excellent. Some media, unfortunately, have got certain agendas that they want to call, certain narratives that they're driving. You know, when you kind of have, you know, quotes like government has got blood on its hands. Now that kind of emotive expression doesn't do much good. You know, and it's actually quite silly, you know, because it's just a sort of a kind of emotive, but non-science-based, non-evidence-based kind of criticism. criticism is good. I think criticism drives achievement, and I think particularly in the COVID control, we need criticism, but it must be justifiable criticism based on facts.
Criticism good, but based on facts and the importance of supporting a public health agenda. Professor Shoup, thank you so much for your input today. I look forward to catching up with you again tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Simon. All the best.